Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. And you're tuned to the daily broadcast of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Join us now as we worship Him in spirit and in truth. We're going to sing and pray and read some things from His Word, spend some time in His presence. Let's lift up His name together.
I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
And as we do each day, we greet you in Jesus' name, asking the Lord's will to be done. And we're going to do our best to sing and praise Him. We're going to call on Him in prayer. And we want you to join in with us. And we'll be reading some things from God's Word. And by the time this service has come to an end, we want you to know you've been in the presence of God. Reading the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Psalms 51:1. David praying here, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to Thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of Thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions." David prayer about his sin with Bathsheba. But we do have the great promise in God's Word that if we ask Him to blot out our transgressions in His name, He will do it. He will not fail us or let us down. Well, on a recent broadcast, we sang "Something Got a Hold of Me," page 4 in the Holiness Hymns, and the broadcast came to an end before we got finished with the song. And I told Sister Linda, I said, "Let's sing it again and sing all the way through this time. We want to be a blessing to you." This song's been around a long time, but if you'll just open up your heart like the song goes, the Lord can get a hold of you. Sing along with us.
When I first heard of the people who claim that old-time religion is real, I said, "I'll go down, take a look at the crowd. It's just the weak-minded I feel." I walked up the steps and I looked in the door. The devil said, "Don't you go in." I said, "It won't hurt me. I'll just step inside and sit as far back as I can." But something got a hold of me. Something got a hold of me. I went there to fight, but oh my, that night God surely got hold of me. The preacher just then his sermon began and looked right straight down on me. He told everyone just how evil I was and seemed not to think much of me. And just about then someone started to shout, and he said that he knew he was saved. all plainly could see, with no reason to doubt, salvation to him the Lord gave.
Hallelujah, let's praise him for saving us today. Now listen to this.
I said when I went that I could not stay long, that I must be home by nine. I fell on my knees and the fire came down. The whole flame, I was feeling just fine. But something got hold of me. Yes, something got a hold of me. I went there to fight, but oh my, that night God surely got a hold of me.
And I'm sure there have been others that have gone to church for the wrong motive or a different motive. And as they got there, the Holy Spirit dealt with their heart, and God got a hold to them. I want you to know today, whether you're saved or whether you're lost, when you go to church, you need to look for the Lord to get a hold of you. Hallelujah. I like for the Lord to get a hold to me. Hallelujah. And if you're not saved, we want him to speak to your heart. And today could be the day that you learn to know him as your Savior. Our theme song that we're going to use for our prayer time in a little while will come from Proverbs 18:10. If you want to follow along about the name of the Lord being a strong tower. But the words for that song is in Proverbs 18:10, if you want to get ready. In Joshua 23:14, our precious promise, not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. Praise the Lord, not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. Isn't that wonderful? Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful today that all these things have come to pass and not one has failed. Lord, we're so thankful today for the promises of God. We're glad, Lord, that not only do you make promises, but you keep promises. And I give you praise today, Lord, for being such a wonderful Savior and a promise keeper. Have your way, Lord, today. Lord, as we sang, something got a hold of me. I trust and pray that during this service, the Holy Spirit will get a hold of someone. And the next church service that someone goes to, Lord, you'll get a hold of them. May this be the day, Lord, and the next service will be times also when someone repents of his or her sin. Speak to their hearts today. Save the lost. Minister and meet every need, we pray. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Proverbs 18:10. Let's sing it.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into and are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into and are saved. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord
Most High. Hallelujah. If you will, at the end of the service, be ready to take down some contact information. I'm enjoying the presence of the Lord today, and I trust that you're sensing the same thing. Well, let's go to page 5. I'm glad I'm one of them. Hallelujah.
There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are full of flame with the fire that fell at Pentecost, which made them all acclaim. It is burning now within my heart, oh glory to His name. And I'm glad that I can say I'm one of them.
I'm one of them.
One of them.
I'm one of them.
I'm one of them.
And I am glad that I can say I'm one of them.
One of them.
I'm one of them.
One of them.
I'm one of them.
I'm one of them.
I am glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Though these people may not learn it be, nor boast of worldly fame, they have all received their Pentecost through faith in Jesus' name, and are telling now both far and wide His power is yet the same. And I'm glad that I can say I'm one of them.
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 I am glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them.
I'm one of them.
I am glad that I can say I'm one of them.
They were gathered in the upper room, all praying in His name. They were baptized with the Holy Ghost, and power for service came.
Now what He did for them that day, He'll do for you the same. And I'm glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Come, my brother, seek the blessing that will cleanse your heart from sin, that will start the joy bells ringing, and will keep your soul aflame. It is burning now within my heart, oh glory to His name. And I'm glad that I can say I'm one of them.
I'm one of them.
I'm one of them.
I am glad that I can say I'm one of them.
I'm one of them.
I'm one of them.
I am glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Hallelujah. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so. My, I sense the presence and power of God. I trust that you do too. Let's praise Him together. Well, join us for the next service. I am Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano, and you've been worshiping with us on the power of Pentecost. We're here weekdays at this time, the Lord permitting and providing. And after you've given your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to share something with us, it would be appreciated. Any mail should be sent to the power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. The website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God, and you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
I'm one of them.
I'm one of them.
I'm one of them.
I am glad that I can say I'm one of them.
One of them.
I'm one of them.